This week's parsha usually precedes Purim when we read the Maftir portion describing how Amalek attacked the Jewish people as they left Egypt, even though Amalek lived in a distant land and was under no imminent threat. So why did Amalek attack? The Torah says that Amalek attacked the Jews karcha, which literally means by way of happenstance. Amalek's entire philosophy is based on no design or providence in the world. Everything is haphazard, dictated by chance, luck, and fate. That's why Haman, a direct descendant of Amalek, decided to kill the Jews based on a lottery from which the name Purim is derived. Philosophically, Amalek and the Jewish people stand at opposite ends of the spectrum. Judaism believes that the world and all its events have purpose and meaning, and that God is intimately involved in our lives. Indeed, this is the very lesson of Purim. Even when things seem bleak, God is there guiding events. With Haman's decree, it seemed that the Jews were doomed, but then there was a dramatic turnabout. In our own lives, to the extent we may doubt God's involvement, is the extent that Amalek's philosophy of randomness is part of us. The Kabbalists point out that the numerical value of Amalek, 360, is the same as the word suffek, meaning doubt. The energy of Amalek is to create doubts about what is true and real in the world, and uncertainty of God's role in directing events in the best possible way. This whole idea is so important that one of the 613 mitzvahs is to remember what Amalek did, and that's what we do every year on the Shabbat before Purim. So let's take this message to heart and do our part to resist Amalek's idea of a random world.